would say he...
He took after his father.
So it could mean the same thing, uh-huh. either appearance or uh-huh. habits. Okay. A woman who has, excuse me, looked after three children until after they're grown, you'd say she's...
Raised three children.
Okay. And to a child who's been misbehaving, you say, you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
Thrashing. Give you a good whipping.
Okay. Would there anything be anything less serious than a whipping?
Spanking.
And if a boy is an inch and a half taller this year than he was last, you'd say he what a lot in one year.
He grew a lot.
You could almost see him.
Growing.
He certainly has.
Grown.
Okay. All right. Do you have any kind of a word that might be, that you might consider impolite or vulgar, that you've heard people use to describe a child born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Anything besides that?
A woods coat.
Okay. That would be something you would say if you were joking about it?
Yeah.
Okay. What, is there any word that would be distasteful to you?
I think either one of them would be distasteful.
Okay. What about the word bastard?
Oh, that's most distasteful. I never did like that word.
But you have heard
it. I have heard it.
People would say, just since you've heard it, just for the record,
mm-hmm.
I just want to get you to say it.
Bastard.
Yeah. Now... You ever heard people use that in cursing? Maybe
yes.
Not necessarily referring to somebody's
yes.
parents? Yeah, okay. All right. If I have a brother and he has a son, his son would be my
nephew.
Okay. And a child who's born, whose parents have died, would be him?
He's an orphan.
Okay. Do you have a word to describe the adult who's appointed to look after?
Guardian.
Sure. And if the house is full of people like your aunts and uncles and cousins, you'd say the house is full of your...
Relatives or kinfolk.
Kinfolk, okay. What about just saying people? All my people are here. Would you hear that around
I've heard
here?
That too.
That would include... Would that be
the
just
family.
Immediate family or everybody who's
Everybody around.
Okay. And if somebody's telling you about somebody who looks a lot like you, you might say, well, that might be so, but actually I'm no...
No relation.
Think besides that? Like no kin to him?
No kin to him.
Okay. And somebody who comes into town nobody's ever seen before, you'd say he's a...
He's a foreigner.
Stranger in town.
Stranger in town.
That's the first time I remember having gotten foreigner right off of that. Well, would you have to be very far away to be a foreigner?
No, not necessarily.
So you wouldn't necessarily have to be from another country?
No.
Could foreigner be from Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a foreigner.
All right. We'll ask you some some proper names just for pronunciation. Like the first name of the mother of Jesus was?
Mary.
Okay. Do you remember George Washington's wife's name?
Martha.
All right. And this is a woman's name. Begins with an N. There was a song that went, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie.
And a boy's name that begins with a B, it'd be short for William.
Bill.
Or add a Y to it.
Billy.
Okay. And a man's name that begins with M, Matt would be short for?
Matthew.
Okay. And in the Bible, Abraham's wife was named, begins with an S?
Sarah.
Sure. All right. What would you call a woman who teaches school?
Teacher.
You
school teacher.
Old-fashioned?
School marm.
Right. Is that what you used when you were coming up?
No, I'm a teacher.
Just
what
teacher.
We use, uh-huh.
Okay. How would you pronounce the name, the last name, C-O-O-P-E-R?
Cooper.
Okay. And a married woman who has that last name, you'd say there goes?
Mrs. Cooper.
Any other way you'd say that title besides Mrs., if you were just talking casually or informally?
Ms.
Ms. Cooper.
Ms. Cooper.
Okay. What about... You would say that my mother's, my mother's sister, she would be what relation to me?
Aunt.
Specifically?
Your aunt.
Okay. This situation, talking about a preacher,